Okay, year three at Michael Faraday School, Thursday morning, and Sophie's class. We have just finished our assembly. Wonderful it was, very colourful, lots to explore. So I have a couple of the year three pupils. Madam, your name?
Shalisa.
And with Shalisa, we have?
Thomas,
Tom, great. So Shalisa, do you want to explain? So what was the main theme for the assembly?
Chinese New Year.
Okay, it's a Chinese New Year, and Tom, remind us, what date is that, please?
8th of February.
It's the 8th of Feb. And we know vaguely a bit about the zodiacs and the different animals. So, Shalisha, what is this year's Chinese New Year? Which animal?
The monkey.
The year of the monkey. Now, I think between us, in the assembly, you explained wonderfully the whole reason behind the animals in the Chinese New Year. Do you two want to try and give it a go and recap? So perhaps Thomas first. How does this story start off?
It starts off with a ox, a cat and a rat. So the cat and the rat ask the ox if they could hop on his back and
they're trying to cross the river, yes?
Yeah, they're trying to cross the river. Then when they're nearly there, the rat pushes the cat off of the ox's back into the river. And then when they're nearly there, the rat jumps off the ox's back. And then he comes first in the zodiac.
Yeah, and our assembly, there was so many characters. It was wonderful. All the pupils in Sophie's class were involved, some telling the story as the narrator, some wearing the costumes of the animals. And so, Shalisha, you were mainly the narrator. You were telling the whole story. So we've got the right person here. So maybe not everything, but what are some of your other favourite little parts in that story? What do you think was funny or really interesting?
When the bunny was hopping. And I thought that the assembly was good.
And can you explain some of the other little tricks that might have happened to some of the animals? Who were some of the really clever animals that did some fairly tricky things?
The snake, because the snake slithered around the horse's leg and the snake got first before the horse.
Yeah, we went through all the animals in the zodiac. It was all acted out. And I could see all the other pupils were watching and they were very impressed. You had their full attention. We've also done some work, Tom, so in class, a little bit more about how Chinese people might celebrate the New Year. So have you got some ideas? How might someone maybe living in London wanting to celebrate the Chinese New Year, what do they do?
So on Chinese New Year, the Chinese people celebrate the year of the any zodiac animal that's next, and they eat Chinese food, and they wear red dresses.
Maybe Shalisa, do you want to explain? So, what is the significance or the importance of wearing red for the Chinese New Year?
Because there was a dragon that was trying to get them. And then they just turned the whole place red and then the dragon just ran away.
Wonderful. We shall end there. That's been very, very informative, explained perfectly. So Shalisa and Tom from Sophie's Year 3 class at Michael Faraday School, thank you. We've got lots of photos. We'll put them on the school website of your assembly. So michaelfaradayschool.co.uk. Well done, you two. It was brilliant. Bye-bye.
Bye.